Father, speak to us this evening. Give us hearing ears. Give us that spirit of wisdom, revelation, and understanding, O God. Help us to understand what you are telling us. And we cast away doubt and unbelief from our hearts. Because your word is life. Only life is found in your word, O God. Speak to us tonight and help us to believe. Help us to obey. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I will begin with one of my most favorite verses in the Bible from Hebrews 11 verse 6. You should know it by heart now. Scripture says it is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible. So when we hear the word, we need faith. Because we all have to please God. It is impossible to please God without faith. And scripture says, anybody who comes to God must believe that he is. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So when we come to God, we have come to God, we have worshipped him, now we are going to hear from him, we have to believe who he is. That's one of the primary things of pleasing God. See, God is there. God is for us. God is absolutely for his people. But everything you and I receive, God will come only through faith. Starting with our salvation. Till the end. It's only by faith. Faith comes from hearing. That's the first thing we need to hear. No, we have to prepare to hear. So actually the purpose of worship is preparing our minds and our hearts to hear. One of the most difficult things in the last days is to hear. Because our minds will be wandering everywhere. Though you could be staring into my eyes, of Pastor Naveen, yet your ears could be far away. On the other hand, if we hear, and we don't understand, you know what scripture actually says? Jesus actually says in the parable about the sower, the seed is sown, the sower is there, the sower is the same, the seed is the same, but scripture says, if we don't understand, the devil comes and takes all we heard away. I went to so many places in the last 2 weeks, met so many people, had so many meetings. But to everybody I asked this question. Now today is Sunday evening. So if you went to church on Sunday morning, do you remember what you heard? Did you understand what you heard? Do you remember what you watched on TV yesterday? Lot of people remember, they're waiting for the next part of the serial where it finished last week. They're waiting, yeah, that is where it finished, I'm waiting. But the word, they don't remember. We don't hear, we don't understand. Jesus says the devil comes and takes it away. Yet life is in this. Victory is in this. Power is in this. Healing is in this. Deliverance is in this. Outside of this, God does nothing. We have to hear. We have to understand. We have to believe. That's what scripture says. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he is. Basically, we have to understand who God is. God is also a person. And he says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And we as God's children, our primary focus in life is to understand how does God function. And we start understanding that, so many things in our life fall into place. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How does the kingdom work? How does God work? His kingdom is established in righteousness. He said, don't worry about these things. These things are all the things we need in life. Since God will add it. If we understand how God functions. Because God is a God of order. We don't have order in our lives. But God has an incredible order in his life. One of the ways of understanding God is finding the order in which he works. And we also bring that order into our lives. If you read Genesis chapter 1, you don't have to turn there, but if you read Genesis chapter 1, when God creates, you will see there is an order how he does the first 6 days. And unconsciously that order has come into everybody's life. If you are outside and you come inside at 8 in the night, the first thing you will do is put on the light. And you separate the light and the darkness. That's how big God begins. There is an order in which he does stuff. And it is to our advantage as God's children to know the order in him with which he works. Because all of the universe there is order. Only man, because he has been given free will, there is disorder. But God says, my children will come to order. That's when the kingdom increases in us. So today I will look at Genesis chapter 2 and at one order in our in which God does stuff. Genesis 1 is where God creates everything. Genesis 2 is when he creates man. When he goes down to man. The final creation. So verse 7. Scripture says, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 2 and verse 7. Okay. Only verse 7. So God begins with preparing a man. You know, yesterday I was speaking at a wedding. And in English, I don't know how you say it in Telugu, to the bridegroom I said, you got a hand-picked wife. Hand-picked wife. But Adam got a handmade wife. Okay. Handmade by God. First man also was handmade. God prepared a man. And he breathed his spirit into him. That is what makes man different from everything else. Okay, so the first thing we see is God prepares a person. And then verse 8 says, now God, Lord, planted a garden in the east, had planted a garden in the east, and there he put the man he had formed. God already had prepared a place. And into that prepared place, he put the prepared man. See, we need to understand God's order. God has an order. God has prepared a place. Already planted a garden. He has prepared a place for a prepared person. And if you read verse 9, and the Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for the food. That's enough. And there was, okay, you can read that whole thing. So God did not only prepare a place, he also prepared the provision for the man he had made. Prepared the provision. You see, our problem is we run after the place, we run after the provision, we stop worrying about God preparing us. God has all that for his people whom he has prepared. We don't have to worry about the place. We don't have to worry about the provision. Our minds and heart has to be focused on, Lord, prepare me. It doesn't stop there. Now read verse 15. In English we say it is not enough to have a place or provision. People need purpose. Purpose. Place and provision. You need a purpose in life. Most people wander and are depressed and are discouraged, though they may have a place, though they may have provision, it's because they don't have a purpose in life. God has created us all to fulfill a purpose. And where there is no purpose, people will fall away. Fall away. Why is that young people you see around the world wandering? Why are they all into addictions? You know why? Because they haven't found their purpose. They haven't found purpose. Purpose is very, very important. It's very important. Because the place and the provision is also connected with purpose. So there is a person, there is a place, there is a provision, and there is a purpose. And all of us have to find purpose. Once we find purpose, then everything changes. Because we put our whole heart in fulfilling the purpose of God. One body, different parts, but each part is fulfilling a purpose. Today, it's my voice. If I lose my voice, you see, I cannot fulfill purpose. In my life, most important part is my eyes, my ears, and my voice. So for years and years, I don't drink cold water. I don't take anything cold. Why? Because to fulfill my purpose, God's purpose in my life, I need my voice. So I will not play games with my voice. Not play games with my voice. Okay. Now even if I lose my hearing, even if I lose my eyesight, I got enough of this in my heart to preach for the rest of my life. But if I lose my voice, we have to know each of us is a part of God's body. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? We have to discover purpose. God never created anybody without purpose. Never created anybody without purpose. God doesn't make anybody without purpose. And in our life, we have to discover our purpose. And it doesn't matter how old we become. We can still discover purpose. Abraham discovered his purpose maybe when he was around 80 years old. Moses discovered only at 80. Aaron only at 83. But once they discovered purpose, it changed their life. Completely changed their life. We have to discover purpose. And only God can tell us what our purpose is. Man cannot tell you. That's why it is so important to hear from God. To hear from God. I'm telling the young ones here and the older ones here to hear the voice of God. We have to consciously shut the other voices in our life. We will not hear otherwise. God spoke to Abraham only once. once in the Ur of the
Chaldeans.
He once. What did he tell him? Leave this place. Leave this place. Leave your family and get out of this place. If he had stayed in Ur, he would have never heard from God again. Only when he entered into the promised land, he kept on hearing the voice of God all the days of his life. God had to take him out from the crowds, shut all the other voices. And we also have to learn to shut all these voices. WhatsApp and TV and internet and Facebook, all shut it all up. No, you have to choose. Young people have to very carefully choose your friends. Our friends we choose are people who speak to us. Who speak to us. And parents don't realize that when they become teenagers, they don't listen to us, they listen to their friends. You have to make your choice. Who will you listen to? Who will you listen to? Because if you listen to the wrong voices, you will lose your purpose. Adam and Eve lost their purpose because they heard or listened to the wrong voice. We don't realize how important hearing is. The world is full of voices. Full. The only time I switch on the TV is when I'm traveling and I'm in the hotel. I look for the news and then I realize there are 900 channels. Two eyes, 900 channels. How many voices? You know how? And people have got so used, they cannot even watch one channel for 10 minutes. They're flipping, 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 flipping. Ultimately, nobody is able to hear the voice of God. And even Christians struggle. Suartha, Aradhana, no. They don't know which Christian channel to listen to. One channel they watch, person comes and says, God wants to give you everything. Next channel they watch, he comes and says, God will not give you anything. You see, because you did not listen to his voice, you know, when we were, before I came to ministry, like we both came from university, college, teaching, then to ministry. We always used to tell our students. Because we know students, because we were students once. There is textbook.
Your textbook utadi
and there are guides.
Ante kadu guide untadi.
Most children only read their guides.
Idigo chaala mandi pillalu guide lu maatrame chadutaru.
That's the problem.
Adhe samasya.
Adhe samasya. Okay. I say if you know your text.
Idigo nee oka text ni telste.
You can get questions from anywhere, you will be able to answer. When students come and tell me, sir, what I studied never came, it means what they read in the guide never came.
మేము చదివినది పేపర్ లో రాలేదంటే పుస్తకంలో ఉన్న వారు చదవలేదు కానీ గైడ్ ఉన్న వారు మాత్రం వారు చదవాలి.
క్రిస్టియన్స్ ఆల్సో గో దాట్ వే.
క్రైస్తవులు కూడా ఆ విధంగా
దేవసువార్త ఆరాధన ఆల్ దీస్ ఛానల్స్ బట్ దే డోంట్ నో దే టెక్స్ట్.
ఇదిగో అన్ని ఉంది అన్ని చూస్తారు కానీ వారి యొక్క టెక్స్ట్ మాత్రం వారికి తెలియదు.
దే డోంట్ నో దే టెక్స్ట్.
వారి టెక్స్ట్ వారికి తెలియదు.
దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ వెన్ యూ ఫేస్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ద గైడ్ నెవర్ టోల్డ్ యూ అబౌట్ దాట్.
కనుక నీ జీవితంలో సమస్య నీవు ఎదుర్కొన్నప్పుడు ఇదిగో నీవు చదివిన గైడ్ నీకు ఆ సమస్య గురించి ఎప్పుడు చెప్పలేదు.
బట్ దిస్ టెక్స్ట్ హస్ కవర్డ్ ఎవ్రీ ఏరియా ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
కానీ ఈ టెక్స్ట్ బుక్ మాత్రం జీవితంలో ప్రతి కోణాలు కూడా చేరుకోగలదు.
నథింగ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ యూ అండ్ ఐ విల్ ఫేస్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ కవర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్.
ఇదిగో దీనిలో లేనిది మన జీవితంలో ఏది కూడా మనం ఎదుర్కోము. మనము
వాట్ ఇస్ గాడ్స్ వే,
దేవుని యొక్క మార్గములు ఏంటి,
వాట్ ఆర్ హిస్ థాట్స్,
ఆయన తలంపులు ఏంటివి,
వాట్ ఇస్ హిస్ ఆర్డర్ in which he does things.
ఆయన చేసే క్రమము ఎలా ఉంటుంది,
all there in it.
ఇవన్నీ కూడా దీనిలో ఉన్నవి.
That's why all the people of God, they were asked to move out where they would learn to listen to his voice.
అనేకులు దేవుడు అనేకులు ఏం చేస్తారో దేవుడు మాట్లాడుతున్నప్పుడు వారిని బయటికి పంపించిన ఒంటరిగా చేసి దేవుడు మాట్లాడడం ప్రారంభించారు.
And it is a conscious thing we have to do every day.
అనుదినము కూడా మనం చేయవలసిన ప్రాముఖ్యమైన విషయం ఇది.
You see, we cannot listen to the word with other things in our mind. We have to look at other things with the word in our mind.
ఇదిగో మన జీవితంలో మన మనసులో ప్రతి ఒక్కటి మనం దుంచుకొని దేవుని వాక్యాన్ని చూడలేము. కానీ మన మనసులో దేవుని వాక్యాన్ని దుంచుకొని అనేకమైన వాటిని మనం చూడగలం.
బికాస్ ఎవ్రీబడి డజంట్ సీ ద సేమ్ వే.
ఎందుకంటే ప్రతి ఒక్క అందరూ ఒకే విధంగా చూడరు.
వి సీ ఇట్ ద వే వాట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ అవర్ మైండ్.
ఇదిగో మన మనసులో ఏదైతే ఉందో దాని ప్రకారం మనం చూస్తాం.
టూ కంపెనీస్ both making shoes,
rendu company iddaru kuda shoes lu tayar chestaru,
sent their salesmen
vaari yokka pani pani vaarini bayi
to a small country in Africa.
Africa ni chinna deshamlo vaari pampicharu.
They sent two different reports.
Idigo vaaru rendu vere vere reports lu pampicharu.
One salesman from one company said, here no chance at all, nobody wears anything on their feet.
Idigo ikkada inkoka salesman em annadante, idigo ee desham ee pranthamlo unna prajalu vaari kaalaku vaaru edi kuda dharinchukoru.
So no success here.
Kanaka ikkada safalata anedi kalagadu.
The other one said, and a report 100% success sure because nobody has shoes here. Did you see how two people saw the same situation differently because of how they thought? That is what you see in the lives of people. When people discovered God and found who he is, what he is like, and their lives were defined by his purpose, they always saw opportunities where it looked as if there were no opportunities. So when the entire army of Israel saw Goliath and shivered and ran away, you know actually what David says in English? He said, is not there a cause? Is not there a cause?
ఒక ఉద్దేశం లేదు.
దట్స్ వాట్ హిస్ సేయింగ్.
అదే అన్నాడు ఆయన.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ దేర్ ఎ కాస్.
ఇదిగో ఆయన ఉద్దేశం, ఇక్కడ ఉద్దేశం లేదు.
గాడ్ విల్ బి గ్లోరిఫైడ్ టుడే.
ఇదిగో ఈ రోజు దేవుడు మహిమపరచబడతాడు.
సేమ్ సిచ్యువేషన్.
ఇదిగో అదే పరిస్థితి.
బట్ సీయింగ్ ఇట్ కంప్లీట్లీ డిఫరెంట్.
కానీ చూడడంలో భేదం ఉంటుంది.
జీసస్ అండ్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్స్ ఆర్ వాకింగ్.
యేసయ్య
and disciples are walking, and there is a man sitting there blind from birth.
Idigo puttukotade gudivarena vyakti oka vyakti gudchunnadu.
Last week I sat on my glasses in Gangtok and I had to fix it. It took me 1 hour to fix it. So okay, so they are asking this question,
kada vaari ee prashna adugutha unnaru,
who sinned?
ఎవరు పాపం చేస్తారు?
డిడ్ హీ సిన్? హిస్ ఫోర్ఫాదర్స్ సిన్.
అతడు పాపం చేస్తారా లేదా అతడి పితరులు పాపం చేస్తారా?
యు సీ దే ఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ దేర్ హెడ్.
ఇదిగో వారి మనస్సులో ఉన్న దాని ప్రకారం వారు చూస్తారు.
యు నో వాట్ జీసస్ సెడ్?
యేసయ్య ఏమన్నాడు సార్?
నీదర్. This is for the glory of God. How do you see the problems in your life? Are you able to see the problems in my life? God will be glorified through it. The struggles that I go through, God will be glorified through it. Are we able to see it? Are we able to see it? That is preparing that person. Because you are always, parents will always worry, which place will my child go to study? In Kerala, here also, before the child is born, they have taken admission in engineering college. Because what do they think is that by the time it is 2025, the fees will be like 20 lakhs. So if I pay 2 and book now, I can save money. Let me book now. They're always worrying about place. They're always worrying about provision. It's because you have not discovered purpose. But God can reveal purpose to a man who is prepared. God has to prepare a person. Prepare a person. Only when the person comes to a level of preparation, God will tell him, this is your purpose. God never tells anybody in the beginning, come Pastor Naveen, this is your purpose. Pastor Naveen has to come to a particular place. And then when purpose is defined, everything starts falling into place. Then you see all that you are facing in the light of purpose. That's what Romans 8:28 says. All things work for the good of those who love Christ Jesus and are called according to His purpose. Samastam. Everything in your life is according to purpose. According to purpose. We have to discover that. A young man walked before God. Walked obedient before God. He didn't see God, but he saw God speaking through his father. And children don't realize that at all. They'll say, I'm waiting for God to speaking to me. They don't realize God speaks to children through their parents. And if children don't listen to parents, God will never speak to them. You look at anybody in the Bible whom God spoke to them when they were young. It's because they listened to their father or their mother before that. And they were zealous for their earthly father's name. When Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven. And after that, hallowed be thy name. And the first thing God looks in the lives of children is, do you respect your father's name? You don't know your heavenly father. But do you know your earthly father? Are you careful about what you do that it doesn't mess your father's reputation? You know what's the first thing written about Joseph in the Bible? Joseph was looking after sheep with his other half brothers. And he came to his father and brought a report. My brothers are messing up your name. He was zealous for his father's name. Understand God's order. See, we use God's name in the name of Jesus. Get rid of that, get rid of this. But do we hallow his name? Wednesday we have our church baptisms. We baptize people twice a year, January 26th and August 15th. When we got baptized, what happened? We lost our name. We received another name. And God says, do we hallow that name? Do we hallow that name? Do we realize that in the spiritual realm, we don't have a name? We are known by the name of Christ. The name of Christ. So the first key of Joseph was that he understood the value of his father's name. And he obeyed his father. Therefore God gave him two dreams. The dream is not purpose. That is his destiny. But once he understood destiny, he understood purpose. That will happen one day. That is going to happen one day. If that is going to happen one day, then everything that happens in my life is according to that purpose. Everything is going to work out for my good. And most of the things that happened, or everything that happened to him for the next 13 years was terrible. None of us will ever go through what he went through. But he never lost focus. He never fought against those situations. Because he understood purpose. He understood God's order. He understood God's ways. He realizes, I have a destiny. But that destiny can be fulfilled only by men who are prepared by God. God is preparing me. He's preparing me in the dry well. He's preparing me as I'm sold and taken as a slave. He's preparing me when I'm sold as a slave in Potiphar's wife. And the devil is trying to tempt him there and wear him out. Over and over a woman comes. But it does not forget his purpose. It does not forget the name of his God. When he was in his father's house, he hallowed his father's name. Now he's far away in a foreign land. He hallows the name of his father's God. And I've always noticed this. Children who never hallowed their father's name at home, when they go to another town, they fall away. Because this is order. This is order. There are a lot of things in the Bible which you learn from order. For men, for fathers, for mothers, purpose. One thing I said yesterday, and I said today in Hyderabad in the morning, you go through the Bible and go through life, you will see scripture says, a wise woman,
three,
builds her home. Whether your home, that is your children, will stand or fall, God has put it on the mother. He has not put it on the father. Because most of the time the father is absent. The children see and follow God either in their mother or fall away from God because they didn't see it in the mother. The father could be the most powerful servant of God outside, but the children could fall away because the mother is not modeling God. Abraham was called the friend of God. But Ishmael will fall away because his mother Hagar is a rebel. But Isaac will be a godly son because he has a godly mother. And God certifies Sarah in 1 Peter chapter 3. You don't have to turn. He says, be like your mother, Sarah. Everywhere we see these patterns. Hannah will mentor Samuel. And Samuel will walk with God all the days of his life. But Samuel's sons will fall away. Moses is mighty man of God. God says there is nobody like this man.
It's
like no other man. I speak to him face to face. Yet Moses' sons fall away. Understand order. That's God's order. It's an order for children. It's an order for mothers. It's an order for men. We have to understand how God works. Because God has a set order in which He works. See, disorder doesn't have a pattern. Order always has a pattern. Now, some people can never find their things. Because they have no order in their life. But take a man who has order in his life. And he forgot something. From 5,000 miles he will ring up his wife and say, go there, open this cupboard, lift this one on the second shelf, on the third side it is there. Another man who has no order also has forgot something. He will call his wife and say, search the whole house, I don't know where it is. Suddenly the whole house is in chaos. Everybody is searching where dad left his stuff. You know, we need order. We need to understand God's order. It's so important because God, our God, has a sense of order. And we understand God's order, our prayer will change. We'll say, Lord, prepare me. I'm not worrying about the place. You have a place for me. I'm not worrying about my provision. You have provision for me in that place. I'm not even worrying about my purpose. You will reveal it in its appointed time. I'm not even worrying who will help me. Because when the hour comes, you will have a prepared person. person to help me. Understand how God functions. It was not only purpose. Do you know what God did after that? He told Adam, all the trees you can eat. One tree you cannot eat. So when God gives purpose, in English this is what we say. He sets parameters or boundaries. God sets boundaries. What I can do, what I can do, what I cannot do, what I can say, what I cannot say, what I can eat, what I cannot eat, what I can drink, what I cannot drink, what I can watch, what I cannot watch, what I can listen, what I cannot listen, what I can wear, what I cannot wear, whom I can walk with, whom I cannot walk with. He sets boundaries. Sets boundaries. And we have to stay within that boundaries. We stay within that boundaries. We will flourish well. And then we will become a blessing. Not only for people who are within that boundaries. Will be a blessing to others. Joseph had 11 sons. The 12th one came later. Let's say 12 sons. 11th one was Joseph. Jacob had 12. First 10 never listened to their father. Therefore they will never find their purpose. So when famine comes, they are struggling for provision. They are going from place to place. One son is in his appointed place. And he has provision, not only for him, for his house, for his father's household, for the whole world. And he has discovered purpose. And he stays within the boundaries set by God for him. And do you know what God tells about Joseph? Through Jacob at the end, Jacob is like a tree creeper that is planted. No, Joseph. His branches go across the walls and is actually a blessing to everyone. That's what we all want to be. That is the actual Abrahamic blessing. I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. So we all start running after blessing. That's not what I said. You don't have to run after a single blessing. I said I will bless you. Just become that person I can bless. Just become that person. We run after blessings. Without ever becoming that man, the woman, the child whom God can bless. It took God 80 years before he could make Moses the man he could bless. And 80 Moses became that man. Then God gave him a stick. He said, go become a blessing. It took years for God to make Elijah that man. We have no clue. The Bible doesn't say how many years, how old he was, but he took years to prepare Elijah. And once he becomes that man, he stands before kings and he speaks what God says to him. And God has a place everywhere for him. God has provision for him in every place he takes.
దేవుడు సమకూర్పును కలిగి
ఉన్నాడు. డోంట్ చేంజ్ ఆర్డర్.
దేవుని క్రమాన్ని మార్చివేయకు.
డోంట్ చేంజ్ ఆర్డర్.
క్రమమును మార్చివేయకు.
విల్ బి ద మోస్ట్ మిసరబుల్ పీపుల్ వెన్ జీసస్ కమ్స్ వెన్ వి రియలైజ్ వి మిస్డ్ అవుట్ ఆన్ గాడ్స్ పర్పస్.
ఇదిగో దేవుని యొక్క యేసుప్రభు ఆయన మధ్యాకాశంలో వచ్చినప్పుడు మన భయంకరమైన పరిస్థితుల్లో ఉంటాము. దేవుని యొక్క ఉద్దేశాన్ని మనం పాడు చేసిన వారిగా ఉంటాము.
గాడ్ టుక్ ఇయర్స్ టు ప్రిపేర్ డేవిడ్.
ఇదిగో దావీదును సిద్ధపరచడానికి కొన్ని సంవత్సరాలు సమయం పట్టింది.
బట్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ జాబ్ ఎనీ మ్యాన్ కుడ్ డూ.
ఇదిగో గొప్ప కార్యం ఏ మనిషి చేయలేని గొప్ప కార్యము.
మోస్ట్ డిఫికల్ట్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ జాబ్
ఎంతో కష్టమైన పని.
Was to be done by a man called Jesus.
ఇదిగో యేసు అనే వ్యక్తి ద్వారా చేయబడుతుంది.
He was going to come as man.
ఇదిగో మానవుడిగా ఆయన వచ్చారు.
Nobody would do a work like him.
ఇదిగో ఆయన వలె ఎవరు కూడా పని చేయలేరు.
To do that work,
ఆ పని చేయాలంటే,
he had to hear and obey every minute.
ఇదిగో ప్రతి నిమిషము కూడా విని దానికి లోబడాలి.
No man was ever asked to walk like that.
ఎవరు కూడా ఆ విధంగా నడవమని ఎవరిని కూడా కోరలేదు.
And to do that work,
పని చేయమనుకోలేదు.
God took 30 years to prepare his son.
ఇదిగో తన కుమారుని సిద్ధపరచడానికి 30 సంవత్సరాలు.
30 years to prepare.
30 సంవత్సరాలు అతని సిద్ధపరుస్తున్నాడు.
30 years.
30 సంవత్సరాలు.
And then when he steps forward,
తర్వాత ఆయన ముందుకు అడుగు పెట్టినప్పుడు,
this is his testimony.
ఇదిగో ఇది అతని సాక్ష్యము.
I don't do anything on my own.
ఇదిగో నా సొంతగా నేను ఏది కూడా నేను చేయను.
What I see my father doing, that's all I do.
నా తండ్రి దేనిని చేస్తాడో దానిని మాత్రమే నేను చేస్తాను.
I don't speak anything on my own.
ఇదిగో నా సొంతగా ఒక్క మాట కూడా నేను
పలకను. I speak only what my father speaks.
ఇదిగో నా తండ్రి ఏది పలుకుతాడో దాని నేను పలకను.
30 years of preparation.
30 సంవత్సరాలు
for his own son.
తన సొంత కుమారుడు.
Therefore he had place.
కనుక అతనికి
Therefore he had provision.
కనుక అతనికి సమకూర్పు.
Therefore he had purpose.
కనుక ఉద్దేశం.
And he stayed within his parameters.
ఇదిగో ఆయన యొక్క పరిధులు మాత్రమే అతను నివసించాడు.
And he fulfilled his destiny.
తన యొక్క గమ్యమును అతను నెరవేర్చాడు.
That's the same thing for all of us.
ఇదిగో మనకందరికీ కూడా అదే విధంగా.
If we ran after other things,
మనం వేరే వాటి కొరకు మనం పరిగెత్తినప్పుడు,
today the 12th of August,
ఈ రోజు 12 ఆగస్టు 12
తారీఖున, the 8th month,
ఇదిగో 8వ మాసం,
because he is a father.
ఎందుకంటే ఆయన తండ్రి.
What we don't realize is he desires even more than we desire that we fulfill his purpose.
ఇదిగో మనము కోరే దానికంటే ఆయన అధికముగా ఆయన యొక్క ఉద్దేశమును నెరవేర్చాలని ఆయన కోరుతూ ఉంటాడు.
And we can come back to God tonight.
ఇదిగో ఈ రోజు రాత్రి మరలా దేవుని ఎదుట మనం రావాలి.
We can go to God and say, Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Nobody has to see me. Nobody has to see me. Nobody in Israel saw a woman called Hannah. Nobody saw her. Everybody saw her fruit. That was Samuel. Samuel is the result of a woman's obedience. Some of the sisters, nobody will see you. But you still can fulfill God's purpose. If you ask God, prepare me. Let me be that mother. Or let me be that praying woman. I've discovered my purpose. I've been called to intercede. Once you realize that, suddenly focus comes. If I am a woman and I realize that is my purpose, everything in my hope is working according to that. I was testifying in my church. I went to Jharkhand. I went to Sikkim, Jharkhand, and I came back. Every morning after I came back, at 3:28, there is a missed call.
నేను తిరిగి వచ్చిన తర్వాత ప్రతి ఉదయం కూడా 3:20 ఒక మిస్ కాల్ వస్తుంది.
అండ్ ఐ డిడ్ నో దట్ నంబర్.
ఆ నంబర్ నాకు తెలియదు.
సో ఐ టెక్స్ట్ బ్యాంక్ సేయింగ్ టు దట్ నంబర్ సేయింగ్, ప్లీజ్ హూ ఆర్ యూ.
నేను మరలా నేను వారికి మెసేజ్ పెట్టాను, దయచేసి మీరు ఎవరు అనేసి అడిగాను.
వాస్ ఫస్ట్ మార్నింగ్, సెకండ్ మార్నింగ్,
మొదటి రోజు,
థర్డ్ మార్నింగ్,
మూడో కాలంలో.
దెన్ ఐ గెట్ ఎ రిప్లై.
అప్పుడు తర్వాత నాకు రిప్లై వచ్చింది
ఇన్ దేర్ లాంగ్వేజ్. ఐ స్పీక్ దేర్ లాంగ్వేజ్. సో సేయింగ్ జై మసి పాస్టర్ బాబు మోహో, మీనింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మీ. And I looked at that name and I recognized. This is a sister from a Hindu background. She's the only one who's saved. Family are all not Hindus, family are all Buddhists. Husband does not allow her to go to church. So she is able to come only when we have meetings like this, which is not on a Sunday. And she works for the government. But she said, the Lord told me many years back that I have to wake up every morning after 3 and pray. For this state. She said, now we are 45 women and I give a missed call. I am the one who wakes up first and I begin by giving a missed call to 45 women and we all in the spirit we pray for this nation. And this morning, I had a full day yesterday. I came only at 1:30 in the morning. I was so tired and then I wake up because I have to get ready for this morning. I wake up early in the morning. I see the missed call is still there. If I didn't know about it, will anybody know who she is? The kingdom of God knows. The kingdom of devil also knows. There is a person who has understood her purpose. She has a home. She has a family. She has a government job. But she has discovered purpose in God's kingdom. And that purpose defines her life. That's why we need to discover purpose. And purpose is discovered only from God. Only when we have gone into our prayer closets and shut all the voices and allow God to prepare us. Jesse had 7 sons. They were in the city. They were in the house. They were in the city and they were in the house. But one boy was in the wilderness. Therefore he learned to hear the voice of God. Therefore only that boy discovered the purpose of God. And later what happens? All his elder brothers will serve him. Serve him. Though he is the youngest, his elder brothers will serve him. Though Joseph was the youngest, his elder brothers will serve him. In eternity, everybody won't rule. Everybody won't rule. Only those who fulfill purpose will rule that day. And the others who did not discover, though they may have been older to them on earth, will serve under them. Understand that. It's going to be a very surprising day in heaven. Very surprising. I had a WhatsApp from somebody from Surat. This is a lady who is a Surat municipal sweeper. You have to see that. This lady, before she starts sweeping, standing right there, and all the others are Hindus, but she is standing there worshipping and committing their day to the Lord.
Hindu
And all these others are coming and quietly sitting down near her. We see them as weepers today. We will see them as rulers that day. Because they found purpose. They found purpose. They realized their job was to clean the streets. Purpose was to prepare the way for the king. So it doesn't matter what our job is on earth. Doesn't matter. God's son was a carpenter. But his purpose was to seek, to find and save the lost. Because we always worry about jobs. It doesn't matter. You can have any job. Fulfill purpose. And that is God's order. A prepared person will always have a prepared place. That's why God says, I'm a God who will go before you. In that prepared place there will be the provision. And there you will find purpose. And God has set boundaries. You will live through that boundary. And every time in life when you need somebody who should help you with that purpose, God will give you a helper. In Adam's case, it is talking about a wife. I am talking in terms of life. When we are fulfilling God's purpose, God will have a person who will help you. You never have to worry about it. David was a shepherd boy. And he had found purpose. The king was after to kill him. God gave him the crown prince Jonathan as his helper. And he helped David. He saved him out of all the situations. And you will see wherever David went, ran, fled, there was always people there to help
him.
We don't have to worry about any of these things. Where will I go? What will I eat? What will I do? Who will help me? That's not our problem. This is our problem. Lord, make me a man after your own heart. Make me that person. Make me that person. And I will, everything else will follow. And Jesus looked at a set of very poor people. All poor people. In our language, we'll call daily wage workers. And he told them, don't worry what to eat. Don't worry what to drink. Don't worry about what to wear. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will come. Seek the kingdom. Seek his righteousness. And you will fulfill purpose. That's the word I have for you this evening. Understand God's order. Shall we pray? Father, this evening we just come to you. And I thank you for every one of these dear ones. Brother, sister and children. And I bless them in your name, O Lord. I pray, Father, that you would touch them. You would speak to them, Lord. They would seek you with all their heart. They would hunger and thirst after your righteousness. And you would move in their lives. They would surrender that you can prepare us, O Lord. And I pray everyone will discover their life's purpose. And they will set their face like you set towards Jerusalem.
ఎరుశలే వైపు నీ ముఖమును ఏ విధంగా నీవు త్రిప్పావు ప్రభా, వారు వారి ముఖమును నీ వైపు త్రిప్పుతారు.
దే విల్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ లార్డ్
దేవా, వారు నిర్వహిస్తారు.
యాస్ ఇట్ వాస్ రిటన్ అబౌట్ డేవిడ్ ఇన్ ద బుక్ ఆఫ్ యాక్ట్స్,
దేవా అపొస్తల కార్యములో దావీదు గురించి రాసిన ప్రకారం,
ఐ ప్రే ఇట్ విల్ బి రిటన్ అబౌట్ us in your books.
ఇదిగో నీ గ్రంథములో ప్రభా మా కొరకు నాయన ఆ విధంగా రాయబడుతుంది.
డేవిడ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ గాడ్స్ పర్పస్ ఇన్ హిస్ జనరేషన్.
ఇదిగో తన తరములలో దావీదు తన దేవుని యొక్క ఉద్దేశమును సఫలపరిచాడు.
And then he rested with his father.
అతను తన తండ్రితో విశ్రమించాడు.
Pray, Father, it will be true for all of us.
దేవా మేము ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాము ఇక్కడ వీరికరున వారందరితో అది వాస్తవముగా సత్యముగా నందు గాక.
Thank you, Father.
దేవా నీకు వందనాలు.
Give us always ears that hear your voice.
దేవా ఎల్లప్పుడూ వినగలిగే చెవులను మాకు దయచేయండి.
Thank you, Father. Just thank you for this home. Thank you for Pastor Naveen. Thank you for Pastor Ramesh. Commit all of them into thy hands. Bless them and keep them, Lord. In all the ways, guard them, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.